Vincent Hu, a documentary film by Curtis Chin, will be screened this evening, December 2nd at 7 o'clock in the lounge of the Asian American Cultural Center at the University of Illinois. The Asian American Cultural Center is located at 1210 West Nevada in Urbana. The film, Vincent Hu, examines the murder of Vincent Chin in Detroit in June of 1982. The crime and its aftermath galvanized Asian Americans into political action. Curtis Chin, who grew up in Detroit's Chinatown, is visiting the U of I to talk about the film and will attend this evening's screening. Let me tell you a little bit more about him. He's an award-winning writer and director. His writing credits include projects for ABC, NBC, Fox, and the Disney Channel. He's a member of the Writers Guild of America, and he is co-founder of the Asian American Writers Workshop and served as its first director. Curtis Chin, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit more here about Vincent Chin, because I think that the title of your documentary is very apropos. People wonder, Vincent Chin, Vincent who?
Exactly. And in some ways for us, that who can also relate to the Asian American community. Who are they? What are they about? The film, Vincent Hu, actually looks at the Vincent Chin murder case, but more importantly, the impact that it had on the development of the Asian American community. The murder actually happened in 1982, over 25 years ago, in Detroit. And at that time, there was a lot of economic trouble, particularly with the auto industry, and there was a lot of anti-Japanese sentiment floating around. And in that arena, Vincent Chin was a Chinese American who was out celebrating his upcoming wedding, and he went to a bar where he ran into two auto workers, white auto workers, who were reportedly heard saying, "It's because of you, blank, blank, that we're out of work." And so they were kicked out of the bar, and they separated, and these two auto workers actually went to their car, picked up a baseball bat, and drove around town looking for them, and finally found Vincent, and they beat his skull in, and Vincent died after 4 days in a coma. And the second tragedy in this case, beyond his death, was the justice system, and in which the judge only fined the killers $3,000, and they never served a single day in jail.
And as I understand it, they didn't even pay the $3,000. Is that correct?
The son, took care of his responsibilities, but the father was not as good about.
Yeah, so justice denied, long story short.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, I understand you are not related to Vincent Chin, but your family knew his family. Did you know him?
It's a very small community, so, you know, we were in social situations together, but no, I personally didn't hang out with him. But he was sort of like one of those older kids that you sort of, look up to and sort of, one of those kids. So,
yeah. Well, what do you recall most vividly about that time, the early 1980s in Detroit? You would have been quite young.
Yeah, you know, the thing that I remember actually was more from like a personal side of it. It's, it was a family friend that had been, attacked. And I just remember my dad, asking us if we wanted to go to the hospital and visit him and getting flowers. And then, our family had been invited to the wedding and then no longer, getting ready for that. So for me, it was really, really interesting to sort of see how the case, activated people, friends, family, people that worked at our family restaurant, into taking action. And I think that as a child, it really showed, what average American people can do.
Mm. So what led you back to this story to make this film?
Well, it had been 25 years later, I was trying to figure out what was happening in our community to sort of remember this case. And it didn't seem like much was happening. And so I worked with a group that I'm on the board of called Asian Pacific Americans for Progress, and we put together a series of town halls, 14 of them around the country, to talk about not just Vincent Chin, but also hate crimes. And from that, we discovered so many people had not heard of Vincent Chin, and that's sort of how this film came about, was a need to sort of bring his name back into the consciousness. Because I think that one of the things about the Asian American community is that we don't do a very good job of remembering our own history. Other communities who are fighting for their own civil rights, whether it's the Jewish community, and the Holocaust, you know, or African Americans and Emmett Till, or the gay and lesbian community, you know, and Stonewall or Matthew Shepard. They do a great job of remembering their past as a way of using as a springboard to move forward so that these things don't happen again or happen with less frequency. And I think that as Asian Americans, we need to do a better job of remembering our own history.
Hmm. What stood in the way of that prior to the murder of Vincent Chin?
Prior to it, what stood in the way?
Yeah. Here's a galvanizing event. So why hadn't it happened before?
You know, that's an interesting question. And I think that with any issue of civil rights, why do some cases take off and some don't? The issue of for instance, Rosa Parks, you know, her story was acclaimed. Everybody knows about it. But there were other African Americans who had also refused to sit in the back of the bus, you know. So I'm not sure. It's always a weird swirl of things, you know, that make something historic and really grabs the attention. I think that this particular case had some things going for it. You know, for one thing, you know, it was a Chinese American who was confused to be Japanese. And so therefore you had the buy-in of those two communities. You know, it was the story of American might, you know, the industrial complex that was, you know, being challenged versus, you know, the smaller, you know, cars from Japan. And I think that brought in a lot of non-Asians into being curious about this case. We also had very articulate leaders like Helen Zia, you know, and Lily Chin, the mother, who went around the country and really, really tried to get this case out there. So I think there was just a confluence of things that really made this case stand out.
Yeah. Now, when you set about making this film, who did you want to have in the film? And what kinds of things are the main characters, the people that you went to who were there perhaps or who were caught up in the – got involved in the struggle for justice in the aftermath of the murder. Who did you go to and talk to, and were there surprises for you?
There were lots of surprises. You know, I am not one of those students who were fortunate enough to take an Asian American studies course. So in some ways, this sort of became my, you know, history lesson in Asian American civil rights. And so it was a great experience, you know. In terms of who we went to, we talked to some of the original people. The lawyers, the legal team, you know, as well as Helen Zia, who was involved with it. And then we also talked to people around the country that were inspired. But more importantly, we also talked to a new generation of young activists who were inspired by that case, even now, 25 years later, to be involved with issues of social justice, economic justice, you know, equality. And so we have a wide range, a wide diverse range of people that we've interviewed, and, you know, some really insightful people. In terms of also remembering our history, Asian Americans also need to be better in terms of, you know, identifying who our civil rights leaders are. And so in our film, we have people like Dale Manami and Angela Oh and Hamid Khan, you know, names of people that actively work in the community that we want to become household names.
Yeah. So far, they're pretty unfamiliar.
Yeah, exactly.
To us, yeah.
You know, but they did great work, whether it was the Japanese redress movement or during the L.A. riots or during a lot of these aftermath of 9/11, you know, and the hate crimes against South Asians, you know. These are people that step forward, and we need to remember them as well.
You've been on campus today talking with students. What questions, what responses do they have to this story and the beginnings of an Asian American movement?
Well, we actually have a screening tonight, and we have a Q&A. So we tried to keep most of the questions this morning towards, you know, push them toward the evening. And this morning we actually talked a lot just about political engagement in general. This past election cycle, I actually was on Barack Obama's National Steering Committee, Asian American Steering Committee. So we did talk a lot about that. And, you know, how do you get people to be engaged, or how do you define what a political activist is? And so we had a great turnout, and, you know, the students asked really great questions.
Yeah. Can you give us some hint, some sense of the response that question got from people in terms of what makes an Asian American activist?
Well, I did this little game that I always do, you know, is that in the room I'll ask them, well, how many of you guys are political activists? You know, and maybe two people, you know, raise their hands. But then I break it down and I say, well, how many people have actually forwarded an email to a friend? You know, how many people have ever recycled? How many people have had a discussion, you know, with a family member? And, you know, slowly more people raise their hands. And what I was trying to do with that is to break down this notion of what does it mean to be politically involved or politically engaged, and to show people that they really are more engaged than they think they are, and that they can have, you know, a role in terms of, you know, making this a better society, a better place.
Mm. Curtis Chin, thank you very much for talking with me this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
Curtis Chin is the maker of Vincent Hu, a documentary film, and it will be screened this evening, December 2nd at 7 o'clock in the lounge of the Asian American Cultural Center at the University of Illinois. The Cultural Center is located at 1210 West Nevada in Urbana. Curtis Chin, who grew up in Detroit's Chinatown, is visiting the U of I to talk about the film and will be there for this evening's screening and a Q&A, and I'm very pleased that he was my guest in this portion of the Afternoon Magazine.